biggest in the world is today in the city's downtown. KQED's Carlos Cabrera-Loma Lee has some tips on how to safely enjoy Pride weekend.
Starting this morning, dozens of blocks in the city's downtown are closed for the Pride Parade. The parade attracts hundreds of thousands of people. Samuel Cuadra, who works at the SF Community Health Center, is telling folks who are going out today to make a plan with friends to stay safe.
It's important to familiarize with the area. Like, where are the exits to get out of here? Kids need to get out in a hurry.
Another party safety tip, bring Narcan, a medication that reverses opioid overdoses. I'm Carlos Cabrera Lomelí, KQED News.
In sports, the San Jose Earthquakes lost to LA Galaxy 3-0 at Stanford Stadium yesterday night. The team's rocky season comes as the Earthquakes are also celebrating their 50th year as a club. Former Earthquake player and current club ambassador Shea Salinas says since the team started playing soccer in 1974, fans have stood by through victories and setbacks.
Crazy years where they had to go play indoor soccer. They had to leave here and play in Houston. There was name changes. But all along, the soccer community here has been growing and been passionate and dedicated to having a professional soccer team.
As part of the 50th anniversary, the Earthquakes have launched an initiative to grow the game through a free coaching course, public art projects, and advocating for new soccer fields. I'm Holly DeMcDeed, KQED News.